Now, survivors of the deadliest single atrocity of the Liberian Civil War are seeking justice in the United States, where one of the alleged killers now lives. Some 600 people, including many children, were shot or hacked to death when Liberian soldiers attacked St. Peter's Lutheran Church in Monrovia back in 1990. At the time, troops loyal to then-President Samuel Doe were accused of carrying out the killings. Now, four survivors are bringing a claim for damages in a Philadelphia court against one of the men that they believe was responsible. They're being supported by the Center for Justice and Accountability. It's a human rights organization based in the US.
Charles Sanwabe survived the massacre but lost his mother, brother and 16 other relatives. He supports the CGA action, although he's not part of it. I spoke to him a short while ago and asked him what he remembered about that night.
The St. Peter Lutheran Church remains probably one of the most painful experiences that I as a person have had and that my country had during the terrible civil war that befell us from 1990 to 2003. It is very hard to describe what one experienced during the killing on the night of July 29th to July the 30th. What I can say is that countless people, including the matriarch of my own family, my only hope, Miss Yeitro Sonwadi, was slaughtered here, including a little brother of mine and 16 of my relatives. And I and other victims are determined to keep pushing and seeking justice and to make sure that a war crimes tribunal is established in Liberia to hold everyone accountable for the atrocities committed against our families.
And this was a trial that was a long time coming. It's going to be a civil case, not a criminal case. What do you make of it being brought from the United States and not being dealt with within Liberia itself?
Let me say this. If Liberia had in place a court within the sense of the law, a court that is impartial, a court that had justices who would dispense justice from the bench, then a court suit such as the one filed in Philadelphia today would have been filed in Liberia. But the Liberian situation is such that a court does not exist in our country. We have a corrupt process in place, a corrupt judiciary from the Supreme Court of Liberia to the lowest court in Liberia. Mm-hmm. We have a process that is dominated by the very people who committed these atrocities. If you took that into consideration, one reaches the conclusion that it is absolutely going to be impossible to hold anyone accountable in Liberia. Therefore, wherever jurisdiction is appropriate, we, the material victims, have decided that we will exercise jurisdiction elsewhere outside of Liberia. And wherever we find these people, we will hold them accountable.
Can I just ask you one more question? What do you make of the country and where it's at today? This case is being held outside of the country. It's got the support of George Weah. If you had to describe Liberia in a few words, what would you say? What's the state of the country today?
Well, I mean, we can say it is a country in transition, but it depends on what our definition of transition is. My appeal to Mr. George Weah is this. Look, Liberia has an obligation to enforce existing international law respecting crimes against humanity. Mr. Weah is in the position to become one of the greatest leaders that Liberia will ever have. Mm-hmm. My appeal to him is the crimes against humanity is a crime committed against people, and we, the victims, know our rights today. Some of us have gone through years of pain. We are asking Mr. Weah to enforce existing laws respecting human rights, justice, and the dignity of our people.
That's Charles Sanwabe, who's the survivor of that massacre, which took place at St. Peter's Lutheran Church in Monrovia in 1990.